Leading the news this morning, hundreds of bushfire victims have spent the night stranded in evacuation centres in Tasmania. The Tasman Peninsula is still blocked and authorities say it's not safe for residents to return to their houses. Around 100 people are missing and it's feared that some lives may have been lost. In Victoria, crews have been battling a large bushfire at Kentbruck in southwest. A number of fires were brought under control over the weekend, but the CFA is concerned that things will get worse this week as temperatures rise. In New South Wales, more than 80 fires are burning and a number are out of control, but no homes are under threat. A total fire ban is enforced for the northern and southern Riverina area. Overseas, in Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has been mobbed by supporters in his first public address in more than 6 months. He's proposed a political solution to the war, including a national conference to write a new constitution and fresh elections. But he says none of that will happen while opposition forces continue to take up arms against him. A smoking ban comes into force today in many outdoor public areas in New South Wales. They include swimming pools, sports grounds, railway platforms and bus stops. Smokers are also forbidden to light up within 10 metres of children's playgrounds and within 4 metres of building entrances.